Today's set is a three-song set, and I'm very pleased that Rick is with us today. Rick Quimby is a multi-instrumentalist, and he's a songwriter who also covers a lot of great songs. He also backs up other people. He'll be backing up Brenda Assis next week when she does her mini-set, and Woody Carpinello will be doing so as well. And I've also heard him play with another woman, but I've forgotten her name. He can tell you that. Anyway, please, a big welcome for Rick Quimby.
I don't play too loud on the banjo, so. Is that good? Okay. Okay. Is that good? Well, I guess we're just about set up here. I just want to give a big thanks to Ellen for inviting me to do this. It's a great honor, and it's a lot of fun. I enjoy coming to this open mic. I've come to think of the Norrish as being kind of my home base here. I've only started doing the open mic circuit just since the spring of last year, and it's just so much fun, and I'm having a great time. And I sort of got started in this with the Sam W. Summer Acoustic Music Week, sponsored by WUMB. And many of you I know from that camp, but some of you maybe not go there. Haven't gone there, but I encourage you to do that. Met a lot of great friends and have continued to play music with other folks. So, and actually I took up banjo as a result of the Sam W. I started learning it, and I love banjo. So I'm going to start off with a song on banjo that I wrote. It's actually the first song I wrote on banjo. I'll play that for you. I've been revising it over the weeks. And I'm going to play some songs on the guitar. So this is, fits right in with Rich's last song. His song, it was kind of a breakup song, No Vacancy. So this is a farewell song. So it kind of segues really nicely in there. Fare thee well, my darling, fare thee well, I say, with the light of morning.
once knew. The wind and the water will move us along, as each vessel carries us where we belong. So fare thee well, my darling, fare thee well, I say, with the light of morning I'll be on my way. All the words are spoken, there's nothing left to say. So fare thee well, my darling, I'll be on my way, fare thee well, my darling, I'll be on my way.
Fare thee well. Now I'm going to switch to guitar, and I'm right now my guitar is in an open. It's a tuning called Open G. I love guitar. I've played it actually since I was a teenager. But I've never done anything in open tuning, except I went to a Pete Kennedy workshop at Dan Faith Senny's house recently, and I was really inspired to try this because he showed us exactly how to do it, and it was actually great. I love the sound of my guitar in open G. And I later discovered why I like it so much. It's the same tuning as the banjo, basically. Banjo's open G also. So that must have something to do with why I liked it. My guitar really resonates and sounds great. So anyway, I made a vow to write some songs in open G, and sure enough, I have. This is the second song I wrote in open G. And this is a good crowd to play it for. It has to do with music and where your home is. It's called Home Is Where.
Good to see you, my friend. It's been a while now. How you been? Sit and talk a while and make me smile the way you did back when. Your life has changed in many ways. Things gone here, then gone away. But deep inside, something's still alive in you. Alive in you. Music still alive in you. Say you're trying to find your way. Looking for a place to stay. Well, you can sit right here. You can shed a tear. I'll wash it away. And if you're following your heart, that's a good place to start. And sing your song, sing it loud and long. Cause don't you know, that's the place you belong. Your life has not been easy. You've had your share of troubled times. Love has come, but it's left you wondering all the while. You keep searching for a home, a place to call your home. You've traveled far, yet here you are, still as much alone. Home can be right where you are. You don't have to go so far. Look inside and see the place where you can be. 'Cause home is where, home is where. Music is. Home is where, home is where. Home's anywhere the music is. Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. And now on the next, my last song, trying to cover all the bases, all the moods here. I'm going to change the tempo considerably. And I'm going to invite Woody to come up here and join me on this. This is a song which has a nice part for instrumental part. And I'm going to do something very... I'm going to try to tune on stage. I practice this a little bit at home. I do have a tuner, so it's not totally impossible. Get back in standard tuning here. Good enough. So thanks, Woody, for joining me up here. This is a song. This goes way back. I've played guitar and sang most of my life since I was a teenager. And this song I actually wrote in college. So this goes way back. I don't want to say how many years. You know, that's one of those things you don't say after a certain age. But it's a long time ago. And I went to Clarkson College. Clarkson is a college up in upstate New York, which right now, given the weather here, it's probably 10 degrees below zero up there or something like that. And it's an engineering school. And interestingly enough, I ended up teaching at an engineering school, Worcester Polytech. That's where I teach, in Worcester. So I live in Worcester. And so I ended up teaching at a school that was very similar to where I went to undergraduate school. Anyway, you know, one of the great pastimes up there was going to hockey games. We always went to the hockey games. And if any of you have gone to hockey games, you'll all know what I'm going to talk about now. You spend just as much time at a hockey game watching the Zamboni guy go around and clearing off the ice, right? It's a part of the game, actually. So we had great fun doing that. And as I was sitting there watching the guy going around and making his ovals on the ice, I said, that should be a song. So I actually wrote a song about it. So this is a song called Zamboni Man. It's in the key of C.
Well, I want to run the Zamboni ice cleaner and clear off the Clarkson ice. Yeah, if I can't find a job in civil engineering, to ride that machine would be nice. Yeah, you're up so high and everyone can see you as you do your thing. You get equal time with the hockey players to show off your skills in the ring. Yeah, it takes some practice,
I better find some classes to help me with that career. The art of covering the ice with overlapping ovals, they must teach that somewhere. Yeah, you're up so high and everyone watches, an important part of the game. And if you make one little mistake, you hang your head in shame. Take it, Woody. My grades don't go up, you know I better show up and try out on that machine. And when I learn those levers, I'll be the most better Zamboni man you've ever seen. I'll be up so high and everyone will see me going round the rink. Well, after 4 years of school book learning, I'd rather do that than think. Yes, I wanna run the Zamboni ice cleaner and clear off the Clarkson ice. But the folks back home will be so surprised to see my diploma saying BSc in Zamboni machines.
Woody Carpinella.
Thank you very much.
How appropriate to have a song about an ice machine. Wrong one, okay. By the way, Rick, you went to Clarkson, I went to Colgate, so we watched our teams play each other in hockey. Who knows?